Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. The polls are open right now for the Kentucky primary. So there you go, till 6 p.m. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
All right, so I'm going to jump right into it. What do you want first? Do you want, I am this close to becoming a criminal? Do you want,
ooh,
I have found myself in the middle of a Facebook fight? Do you want a COVID outbreak at Cruz and Chubby's? Do you want the reason Ja Rule's trending? Do you want setting the bar? What do you want?
Oh my God.
I mean, there's a lot.
That's a lot there, already.
We have a lot to get to here on the show, including a phone tap, setting the bar stories, men and cats. I mean, there's haboobs on the show.
Haboobs?
Yes.
Have made their way to the show again?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So, yeah, like I said, lots going on here this morning. And
I think, what's the Chubby's place?
Oh, Cruz and Chubby's?
Cruz and Chubby's. That sounds fun. That sounds like a fun place to start.
Right.
Because I'm real invested in some of the things you are, like, I need to find out how you're going to become a criminal. But I feel like more people need to be.
No, I'm
bored with that.
I think I'm already there. I told my daughters, take a good look at your father. Because
he might be going away for a while.
This is the...
Daddy might be going to live at the big house.
This is what a criminal looks like.
Wow.
So anyways, yeah. Okay, so I mean... All right, Cruz and Chubby's first. All right, Cruz and Chubby's first. We'll get to that here in like less than 10 minutes, okay? Because we got to get your feel good first.
Oh.
We got to do the order stuff first.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll...
So for the balance.
Yeah, for the balance, absolutely.
Got it.
So let's go ahead and we'll play Meg the Stallion.
Okay.
We'll get to your feel good.
We do have a nice follow up for feel good. I'll tell you that.
Okay, that's good.
Which is always good.
That's good. And then we'll get to Cruz and Chubby's.
We're going to cleanse our souls first.
And then we'll get to Cruz and Chubby's.
Before we go to Cruz
and
Chubby's.
Feel good next on 99.7 DJX. Do this every hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Well, I have a follow up for you. So remember, we told you about this 9-year-old in Minneapolis that wanted to help rebuild the city by selling bracelets.
Yes.
First day, she made $800.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly grew to $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on June 4th, Cameron Johnson, that's her name, her family created a GoFundMe page called Cameron and Friends Bracelets for Unity and Justice to raise more money for Black-owned businesses and others in the area. So now at this point, thanks to the fundraising page and donations, they've gotten over $90,000.
Wow.
Which is kind of amazing. A portion of that is going to go towards giving families resources like diapers and laundry detergent. They're also going to give some to some local food banks there. So,
okay.
Look at that. Still making bracelets. GoFundMe got bigger. $90,000 because a 9-year-old had an idea.
I'm telling you what, man. Yeah. The
kids are
unstoppable. Yeah, for sure.
So we'll tweet that out. You can see the follow up at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, good stuff there on 99.7 DJX. Yeah, as promised, we'll go to Wisconsin for this next story. Cruz and Chubby's.
The picture I'm looking at paints a little bit of a picture for me already.
We'll kick the show off with a coronavirus report straight out of Wisconsin.
Okay.
So there is a report that now says that if you were an attendee of Cruz and Chubby's Gentlemen's Club there in Wisconsin between the June 10th and June 14th, you may have been exposed to the coronavirus. Listen,
music.
They did not release details on how the virus may have spread in the club, but I'm thinking skin to skin.
I think I know.
It's probably close contact, no mask, skin to skin.
I have suspicions.
I mean, who's going to come forward and go, so...
I was there.
Hey, honey, I'm going to need to get tested for the coronavirus.
Why, honey? Where were you? What's happening? Was it the grocery store?
I think I may have picked it up running errands the other day.
Running errands.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
If you listen, I realize this radio station pumps out a lot of wattage, and also broadcast worldwide on the internet at WDGX.com.
But are you trying to say we're servicing our Wisconsin friends right now?
I'm
with
saying
this information?
There may be people who have been to Wisconsin between June 10th and June 14th who may have been exposed to the coronavirus because they took a trip to Cruisin' Chubby's Gentleman's Club at Highway 12 and 16 in the Dells.
I've heard it's delightful.
You've heard it's delightful?
No, I haven't, but it sounds delightful. It does. With a name like that, you really can't go wrong.
All right. Welcome to the stage. Masks up and tops off. Let's go, ladies. So, yeah, just as a public service, as a public service, just know that Cruisin' Chubby's Gentleman's Club there, and it's... After doing a little bit of research on the internet, it appears that this is not a gentleman's club for the larger crowd. It's just a gentleman's club with the fun name.
Okay. All right.
All right?
Okay.
So, anyways, for your coronavirus report early this morning, just be careful if you had gone to Cruisin' Chubby's in Wisconsin a couple weeks ago.
Buyer beware.
You may have been exposed to the coronavirus.
All right, good note.
Setting the bar story, small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without, trying to smuggle drugs inside of an artificial wiener, you're doing okay.
Okay. Are we talking like a Bob? A battery-operated boyfriend?
Yeah, but it's stuffed down your pants.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So this out of jolly old England.
Right. Hello, governor.
So, British guy arrested in the Brussels airport with cocaine inside of an artificial wiener.
That's not good.
He was busted trying to smuggle the drugs from Jamaica into Belgium and allegedly told investigators that he got the drugs while visiting his mom.
Okay. As a present from my mom.
And he intended to use them for personal use.
My mom's gave me these.
Right.
Was it obvious? Could you see things in his pants?
Well,
like where they were like, hey, do you mind if we pat you down?
Yeah, are you really excited to go through this security checkpoint? Are you, like, how excited are you?
Can
we investigate real quick?
Are you concealing something? Can you step aside? We need to do a little pat down.
Do you have drugs in your pocket, or are you just really excited to see us?
Would a beeper indicate that?
I think that's mostly a metal detector.
Maybe there is dog sniffing. Yeah.
I mean, dogs like to sniff there anyway.
They do.
So,
but they get real aggressive when they indicate something like that.
Yeah. So again, we realize that this is directed towards a very small segment of our audience.
But we, being the public servants that we are, need to service all of our audience.
Yes, if you're going to commit a crime and you're going to try to smuggle drugs, smuggling it inside a fake wiener is probably not the way to do it. All right?
All right. I got it from his mom. Mom's gave me these.
I wonder if he got the fake wiener from his mom, too. I don't know. I mean,
mom's pretty sassy.
So many questions.
Okay.
So there you go. That's set in the bar, guys.
Good note.
I think I'm headed to a life of crime.
What happened? What are you doing? What life choice are you making?
It's 99.7 DJX. So I locked the locks on my 99 Volkswagen Jetta broke. Couldn't get in the car. This is right after I fixed it and got it ready for my daughters. So I'm like, I don't even know what to do now. And so I'm texting with my guy, my mechanic guy. He's like, well, it sounds like this is the issue. So you may have to come in through the trunk to get into the car.
Oh, wow.
So we can fix it or, coat hanger it. I'm like, coat hanger it. So I literally last night Googled, how do you break into a car?
Uh-oh.
And so
uh-oh.
There are plenty of videos on how to break into a car.
Really?
So I realized that I have some of the simple tools needed to break into your car. So it wasn't how I expected to break into the car, because I did try to go through the trunk, but you know, I have seats. The back seats are latched, so it's not like you can just push them forward. Yeah, and get in that way. So I'm like, okay, and I get like a little pry bar out of my work bench area. Go out to the car.
Out of your crime bag?
Out of my crime bag now.
It's now a crime
bag. So I've watched a video on YouTube, a 2-minute video on how to break into your car. And so I'm like, okay, now I guess I know how to do it.
I have a vision in my head of what this video is. Is it like a guy in a ski mask?
Not at all.
No. I'm a former criminal, and now I'm going to teach you how I did it.
So,
no?
So right. I take a wire... a hanger.
Yeah.
Undo it. Uh-huh. So it's hooks at the end.
Yep.
And I pry open kind of the door at the top by the window, right? And you don't go in through the window. You kind of go in between the door and the car, which I didn't know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I thought it was always just like right there in the windowsill there.
And so what the idea is you take the coat hanger down.
Yeah.
And you try to unlatch the handle. You try to open the handle and basically open it from the inside.
Gotcha.
That's basically what you're trying to do.
God, and did you get any video of this?
Listen, and I realize what I'm doing right now is I'm describing how you break into a car.
Right.
So my 9-year-old daughter Zoe, she's helping me.
You can do it, Dad.
She's helping. She's like, oh, just a little. She's like peering through the window going, just a little bit further. Just a little bit further.
To the right, Dad.
And so I like everything that I saw in the video is accurate. And I've pried open the door to the car just enough so I can weasel the little
hanger in there. Okay.
And I'm working at it. And I'm probably working at it for a good 10 minutes, right?
Did you look to see if there's any neighbors watching you at this point?
That's when a neighbor pulls up.
Uh-oh.
And gets out of his car.
Oh, no.
And says, hey, you need help? I said, sure. He said...
Wait, does he know you? Or was this maybe just someone driving by and thinks, I'm going to investigate whether this dude is stealing this car or not?
No, he's one of my neighbors.
Okay.
And he says, hey, do you need help? And I said, well, yeah, kind of. And he goes, all right, I got some stuff in my trunk. And so he has
a crime bag, too?
He gets in his trunk and he pulls out like a couple doohickeys. And he's like,
doohickeys?
And he goes, oh, you know, I've got a lock business. I'm like, okay.
Oh.
I go, okay.
Uh-huh.
So he, a little side
hustle I didn't know about.
Yeah. So he sticks his little doohickey in and like helped wedge the door open a little bit more. And then he's got a longer, thicker rod to go wedge.
Pull the handle up.
And that was my issue. It was like pulling the handle up for me. Right. I could get it latched, but I couldn't like pull the handle up.
Wasn't strong enough.
Right.
Yeah.
So his thicker thing, he wedges it in, opens it up within like 90 seconds.
Wow.
And
how long had you struggled at this point?
It'd probably been about 10, 15 minutes of me trying to weasel my way into my car. And I said, thank you. And he was like, yeah, no problem. And then I'm like,
what? You're both looking at each other, walking away, going, what's happening?
I'm sitting there thinking,
Are we partners in crime now?
Hang on, am I an accomplice now to him help breaking into my... Has he been able to break into my car this entire time and just said, you know what? I'm going to give him a pass.
Yeah, because like, there's really nothing good to steal in here.
Right, there's nothing good to steal in this car. So anyways.
That's really the key, is just don't have a desirable car to steal.
Right.
And or anything valuable in it.
And I've got a manual transmission, 1999 Volkswagen Jetta with 284,000 miles on it. No one's going to want to take
it. That's true.
Right. So anyways, I managed to get into the car, and now I can get the locks fixed. But I feel like that's the gateway. That is the gateway.
You've had a taste.
To a life of crime. And I walk into my house and I'm like, girls, take a look at your dad. take a look.
This is where it all turns.
This is where I might slip down a path of crime.
I'm at a crossroads. I could go down this path or I could go down this path.
It's a slippery slope. It was pretty exhilarating being able to break into my car like the way I did. I mean, if you need any other cars broken into, I kind of know how to do it now.
You know what you're going to do today? You're going to go home and you're going to go in your house through a window.
That's exactly what's going to happen. It's the part of the show where we talk about haboobs, a.k.a. dust storms.
Yeah, but dust storms is just so normal to say.
So this is
fun.
Something that I never thought could actually happen. A dust storm from the Sahara Desert in Africa is threatening the United States.
That is a long trip.
Oh, across the Atlantic Ocean.
Via the wind.
Right. So this is actually happening right now, where there is a severe dust storm from the Saharan Desert nearing the southern United States, nearing like Miami, Florida, and that area.
That sounds aggressive.
And it's...
Are they saying, like, you wear goggles walking down the street to protect your eyes?
Yeah, so apparently these plumes generated by fierce winds blowing across the Sahara, rising up clouds of sand particles. And yes, it could cause golden glows. It could cause issues like...
respiratory issues?
Respiratory issues, breathing and seeing. And it's also threatening the Gulf Coast states like Texas, Louisiana, Florida... Expected to hit on Wednesday, a.k.a. tomorrow.
Was it going to be cleared out of there by the end of July?
I don't know.
We're heading down to Destin.
Well, you might be able... You might be...
Headed the eye of the haboob?
You might be headed into the eye of the haboob.
I don't want to be driving into a haboob on my vacation!
No haboobs.
I want a haboob-free vacation.
Listen, hashtag haboob-free vacation.
Dang.
You got to make sure that you are clear of the haboob.
Say no to the haboobs.
Again, haboob is a sandstorm.
Right. Who named it a haboob, by the way?
Someone who's genius.
Okay. It is a way more fun word to say than sandstorm.
Right. So this storm has riddled the Caribbean already and headed towards the south... eastern portions of the United States.
All the people that live there and are vacationing there right now.
Yeah, FYI, if you are planning on going down to the Gulf Coast, be careful of haboobs!
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So many public services already on the show today.
I told you, it was a big, busy show.
Yeah, busy show.
Busy show. Coming up, William Hassenpepper is the head of the neighborhood watch in your neighborhood, and he's just trying to keep you safe.
I didn't do anything wrong. If you just let me explain, you'd see this is a big misunderstanding.
Mm.
I think it's safe to say you don't want to live in the same neighborhood as Robert Hassenpepper.
William.
Well, sorry, any of the Hassenpeppers. the entire family.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Ellen wrote to us, she said, my husband Daryl and I live in a great neighborhood. I wouldn't change a thing about it, except for our next door neighbor.
Uh-oh.
She's a professional woman who lives alone and spends what seems like long portions of the day walking around naked in her house.
No crime against that.
Which we can clearly see when we look out several windows.
All right.
I'm sure my husband's noticed, but he's pretending like he hasn't for my benefit or his own protection, whichever. Sure. Can you please phone tap him? Think it would be hilarious.
All right, Daryl. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there, may I speak to Daryl, please?
Yes, this is Pete.
Daryl William Hassenpepper here, captain of your local chapter of the Neighborhood Watch.
Really? I admit I didn't even know we even had one around here.
Oh, yeah, we're out there on the mean streets every day, but here I gotta tell you, I have some bad news. It appears that your next door neighbor, Miss was burglarized last night.
Is she okay?
Oh, yes, she's fine. Just a little shaken up. But right now, we're on the case. We're helping out the police, calling around the neighborhood to find out if anyone saw anything.
Oh, no, of course. I'll try to help if I can. Nothing unusual comes to mind right away, though. Things seem quiet all night, actually.
Okay, sir, did you see Miss at all last night? Maybe you saw her coming home from work or taking the garbage out or something like that.
can't say I did. We really don't know each other well. I'll see her through her windows occasionally, but that's not it.
Okay, sir, why were you looking through her windows?
No, I wasn't looking through her windows. I mean, when I'm in my house, I can see her in her windows completely by accident.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You might have accidentally seen where she keeps her laptop or smartphone or jewelry that was stolen.
No, you're not listening. I didn't steal anything. Seeing where she keeps her... I'm just saying I didn't see anything suspicious, okay?
But you're admitting that you were looking through her windows.
Not on purpose. I mean, she leaves her curtains open and walks around half-naked. Anybody could walk by and see her.
Sir, you just don't know when to quit, do you? So you mean to tell me you're admitting to being a peeping Tom, and now you expect me to believe you're not burglarizing the neighborhood, too?
I didn't do anything wrong. If you just let me explain, you see this is a big misunderstanding.
Okay, sir, I'm going to need you to just stay in your home. I need to write this down. Don't do anything crazy, and I suggest you turn your radio on and wait for further developments.
My radio? Who the hell does that have to do with anything?
Well, if you tune in to your 99.7 DJX of the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, you'll find out that you just got phone tapped by your wife, who knows that you've been peeking at your neighbor.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. I'm sweating. I'm literally sweating. You guys are evil.
We've heard that before. But don't worry, William Hassenpepper's on the case.
On the case.
He's on the case.
He is going to crack the case.
That's your phone tap. As the attention of some of the statues that we have up around the United States have come under fire and for what they represent, you see some of the statues coming down and everything. The statue of Christopher Columbus came down outside the state capitol building there in Columbus, Ohio. Columbus, obviously named after Columbus, Christopher Columbus.
Do you need to rename the town?
My old stomping grounds. That is what a change.org petition has suggested.
Are you kidding?
A solution for the Columbus in Ohio to rename it Flavortown.
A petition to rename the city of Columbus, Ohio has now more than 17,000 signatures.
Tyler Woodbridge says the community needs a new name altogether.
His online petition argues for calling it Flavortown.
Okay, so why Flavortown?
That's in honor of the celebrity chef and Columbus native, Guy Fieri.
Had no idea Guy Fieri was from Columbus, Ohio.
Wow, had you known when we had a chance to run into him, you could have been like,
Neighbors!
Well, Christopher Columbus is criticized for his cruelty to indigenous people, so the city is taking down his statue from in front of City Hall.
Going to Flavortown.
Flavortown. That has a little swag to it,
So, Columbus has a petition to rename Columbus, Ohio, Flavortown, USA.
From Columbus, are you in favor of this?
All I'm saying is that if it actually happens, Louisville may have competition now as the greatest city in the world, meaning Flavortown, Ohio, may give us a run.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Flavortown. Can I just write home?
You would have to write as your hometown, Flavortown. Ohio. USA.
Yeah. We're taking it to Flavortown.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So many changes.
Guy Fieri.
All
native
right.
Columbus, Ohio.
What an honor.
Chef there. And now the petition gaining steam, they say, to rename the city of Columbus, Ohio as Flavortown.
Well, we're going to keep an eye on that. We'll keep you posted.
We will keep you posted on the development of Flavortown. Feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly Kay.
This is a pretty incredible story. Corey Capilone is an ultra marathoner.
Uh-huh.
His 98-year-old grandmother, Ruth, he would call her, every other day in the nursing home to check in on her. She's turning 99 in December.
Right.
And he said, when I called, I could tell she was becoming depressed and worried.
Oh.
And saying things like, if I never see you again.
Oh, geez.
It was sad. She would cry, and it was hard because she was always there for me. And obviously, with the pandemic and everything, he hasn't been able to, visit. So
right.
He came up with a new plan.
You're always by my side.
I love you, Corey.
I know I love you too, Nana.
Ruth recently recovered from the coronavirus. That's another reason why Corey is doing this trek to thank her caregivers at Allied.
For the staff that you mentioned, we want to thank them because every day they come into the facility, even during coronavirus, and they take care of all of our loved ones, so they're heroes. And by trying to run 220 miles, I want to thank them and to, you know, honor them for all they do every day.
Wow!
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So his girlfriend came up with the idea, hey, how about you run to go visit her and see her through the window? And they're like, okay, let's turn it into a fundraiser, call it Run for Ruth. And they're going to buy technology and equipment for a nursing and rehab center to help residents keep in touch with their families.
Wow.
And Corey has thanked them in a big way by getting sponsors, raising more than $23,000 during his 7 ultra marathons in 7 days.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I mean, just pretty incredible. He said he didn't think there was a race that he could do that would be more memorable than this one.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah, so we'll tweet out that story. Pretty incredible. At Ben and Kelly Show.
I'm a sucker for you.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So whenever you see someone trending, your first inclination is, oh gosh, they passed away.
Or, that is so morbid or, that we think that initially.
You know, what did they say that could have been offensive?
Right.
Ja Rule was trending. Why was Ja Rule trending?
Has he been canceled?
For none of those reasons.
Okay.
Purely because he starred in a low-budget commercial for Papa Cristo's, an L.A.-based local Greek restaurant.
Oh, they're thinking, uh-oh. Has fallen on such hard times that his career has come to this?
Well, here's the thing. He's wearing a T-shirt that says, I Heart Greece. He's wearing sweatpants and socks, and he's shooting this in front of a green screen.
It makes you want to slap your mama!
That's the opening line.
Oh, wow.
That's the opening line
of
Ja Rule's commercial for Papa Cristo's, a Greek restaurant.
It makes you want to slap your mama. Papa Cristo's got the best motherfucking gyros.
What's that?
So here's the thing.
Did he just drop a swear that has to be bleeped in a commercial?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And he here's the thing. You're gonna hear this commercial that's about a minute long, and he doesn't pronounce anything right.
Okay.
He doesn't pronounce anything right.
Doesn't matter.
Right. No.
Still delicious.
It's Ja Rule.
You have ate your life so good. Then when it thinks of, you got to have Peters. Peters. Papa Cristo Peters.
Peters. That's right, right?
Peters.
So far, so good.
So far, sure.
They got everything. I'm going to just give you a rundown of some of my favorites.
All right. Let's get a rundown of some of Ja Rule's favorites there. You can get Papa Cristo.
Invested.
They got Tzatziki.
They got tzatziki.
Is that... That sounds right. Is that right?
Close.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wait a second.
This is in the commercial.
Did they literally just say, all right, action, and then just took whatever he gave them?
Yep.
All right.
Hold on. Octopi tequila. Whatever. But it's good.
Okay. I don't know what he just said.
Whatever. But it's good. It's good.
Apple limano soup.
Did he say apple albino soup?
It sounded like he said apple albino soup.
Okay.
Yeah, they're at Papa Cristo's.
Copper pizza. And they got wine, too. I'm telling you, come on down to Papa Cristo's.
So he's doing this commercial, literally he's filming himself one take.
Yes.
You can tell take.
Yeah, they didn't redo that.
In front of a green screen where it has Papa Cristo's, in the background.
He's all like, listen, I'll give you 60 seconds. But I'm not going there. I'm not going to go and stand in front of the actual restaurant. I'm going to be in a green screen. That's what you're going to get.
You can't even pronounce the food. It's so goddamn good.
Oh, wow.
Show them what you're working with, Papa. Show them how you do it.
Show them how you do it, Papa.
That is different from his music videos of years past.
Yeah, so he was also, raising some money for No Kid Hungry, so that's pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah, ended up thanking everybody.
Colorful language.
Sure.
Hey, Papa, hey, where are you? Papa Fish, are you here? Papa Fish, are you here?
Yeah, so.
All right, they need to work on that jingle, too.
Papa Cristo's L.A. Greek restaurant there got Ja Rule to do their commercial.
Wow.
And that is why it's trending. And literally, you can see the commercial in all its glory at Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show.
I need to know how much money they spent on that.
I don't know.
I'm so curious.
I don't know.
What his paycheck was for that.
Come on down to Papa Cristo's, 2771 West Boulevard Pico.
Everyone's going to show up.
Everybody. Because Papa Cristo's.
It makes you want to slap your mama.
It must be good then.
Small examples of what not to do with setting the bar coming up here next. Post Malone debuted a new haircut and skull tattoo just with an Instagram post with 3.7 million likes on it. He's got a skull tattoo there on his head, and he's shaved his head, which I would imagine he had to shave his head in order to get the, you know, the tattoo.
Probably.
On there. So, anyways, he says, I've cut my hair even shorter. Also, skeletons are cool.
Do you think he's going to have any hashtag regrets when he's like 80?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think Post knows what he's doing, right?
He's going to be like the coolest.
I mean,
the old folks.
I mean, you always say think before you ink. I think he's probably thought.
All right.
So...
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. All right.
Let's hope that he doesn't have hashtag regrets.
WDGX.com if you want to see the skull tattoo of Post Malone there. All right. Now you're setting the bar story. All right. Small example of what not to do.
Sure.
Go to Missouri for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without. And we've had these stories, several of these stories, so you people aren't listening. You can make it through the day without trying to avoid arrest by floating down a river. You're doing okay.
That is not the best getaway method.
No, 38-year-old ditched his car after police were chasing him, decided, you know what? I am going to go where you can't get me. That river. So he jumped in the river, floated downstream. It did take cops about 5 hours to get him.
Did it? Okay, yeah. Bought him a little bit of time.
Did buy him a little bit of time. I mean,
here's the thing about rivers, though. They know where it's going.
I know. It's like you're not going to be able to. There's one path.
They're going to head. There's
one path.
They're
right.
Gonna meet you downstream and have a chat.
Right. So the police said, yeah, although it's definitely not normal to chase someone down the river, he said this is not the first time someone has attempted to escape by floating down a river.
Does it make it worse on the perp if they make the police go through extra hurdles to get them?
Yeah.
I would think. Maybe.
You got to think so.
Maybe.
So again.
That's extra effort they had to put in to try to fish him out.
If you can manage to make it through the day with one, you know, not when the police are trying to pull you over, just pull over. Ditching your car and trying to avoid arrest by floating down a river, you're doing okay.
Yeah. All right. Good note.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's Side of the Bar, guys, on DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show in sports news. Sports. Lynn Family Stadium finally has a date that it will reopen to the public, July 11th. That is when Lynn Family Stadium will be cleared to open 50% capacity. That is good news. So we can finally see what the inside of Lynn Family Stadium looks like.
All right.
July 11th. All right. There are going to be some guidelines as... soccer commences there at Lynn Family Stadium, but you can see all those up, WDGX.com.
Yay, kick the ball, get the goals. Yay, the sports.
Yay, kick the ball, get the goals. Yes. So, yeah, Lynn Family Stadium back in action July 11th there. 50% capacity, but we're moving forward. Moving forward. What we're doing.
Go forward. Yes.
So, yeah, again, WDGX.com if you want to see, like, the guidelines. But, yeah, July 11th, that's when Lynn Family Stadium reopens, or opens to the public, I should say, as the Louisville City FC can begin their soccer season.
Back to living our lives! Yes! Kick the ball, get the goal! Are we starting with games, or are they going to let them watch practice, or what's happening? Is that games?
I think games.
Kicking off games?
Yeah.
Awesome!
Right here.
Yes!
On 99.7 DJX. Let's get your feel good. Every single hour we do this, brought to you by Campbellsville University Louisville, Kelly.
Well, we told you earlier about the guy that ran 220 miles just to see his grandma through the window at her nursing home and raise money.
Running.
Yeah. So here's another similar story. Patsy Harkis, she's lives right here in town.
Okay.
Turned 80 in March. She had big plans to embark on a Camino de Santiago. which is a 40-day, 500-mile trek she had planned for early May.
Wow.
Which is something that a bunch of hikers all around the world do. It's a once-in-a-lifetime pilgrimage that ends up in Spain.
And she's 80?
She's 80.
Oh.
But since, you know, the pandemic kind of squashed plans to travel to Europe to do that, she's like, you know what? I'm still going to walk the 500 miles in 40 days. Just going to do it right here.
Okay.
She lives in Anchorage. She figured she'd have to walk like 12 to 15 miles a day to get the required distance in the 40 days. And she decided, you know what? I'm going to make this count. I'm going to turn it into a fundraiser for ALS research because a friend of hers got diagnosed in April.
Oh. So is she going anywhere? Or is she just like doing laps?
She is walking through the wooded trails of E.P. Tom Sawyer State Park. She started in her neighborhood. Okay. She's also walked through Indian Springs Subdivision to the parklands of Lloyd's Fork, knocked out 15 miles in one day.
Wow.
One of
her
treks.
She's 80.
Yeah. And she had friends set up a fundraising page, and she has managed to raise $17,000 for ALS research, which, you know, she's obviously hoping is going to find a cure one day for her friend's illness. But decided just, you know what? It's the distance that matters, not necessarily being able to do it on the way to Spain, which would have been amazing scenery.
Yeah.
However,
there's
some nice areas in town she's been enjoying. She likes to start at dawn. Sometimes she'll walk until like 10:30, take a break, have some breakfast, and finish it up later.
Sure.
She kind of switches it up. She's got a plan.
I mean, she loves
enjoying nature.
I love that she's raising money for ALS research.
Exactly.
I mean, I think that's fantastic.
At 80.
Yeah.
I know. I get winded walking out to the mailbox. Is that bad?
Yeah.
I'm not 80.
Yeah. No. All right.
I tell you what. She is doing some big things. Patsy Harkus.
All right, Patsy.
We see you.
Here's to you.
Walking 500 miles in 40 days. We see you.
Okay.
It's amazing. We'll tweet out the story. Great story by Kirby Adams, by the way.
There you go. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Yep.
Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. I guess we are canceling our trip to San Antonio after this next story, where a family who moved there from Dallas, so, you know, staying within the state of Texas there, got a little surprise, and when I say little, I mean a gigantic surprise, when they saw a huge tarantula just hanging outside their window.
Oh, nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Burn the house down. Start over. I'm moving. Nope.
This spider
was
absolutely gigantic, crawling outside their patio door. They knew they had to capture it because their dog apparently was outside trying to get the spider too. And they're well, we don't want anything to happen to our dog either. So put it in a little plastic container, called their apartment complex and was like, hey, you know you have an arachnid problem here.
Yeah, we need to call the pest control. Everything is bigger in Texas.
And so San Antonio Zoo even got involved and was like, yeah. Yeah, that's the Texas tan tarantula. Common species here. Don't worry about it.
It needs to be behind bars, locked up, not on my window.
It's harmless to humans. Don't worry about it.
No, sir. That doesn't look harmless.
It's as big as your hand.
Yeah, it looks like it can eat your face.
And here's the part that really disturbed me.
Well, if you think you're seeing spiders seemingly everywhere this time of year, you're not alone. It is the start of spider mating season, which...
I'm sorry, back the truck up. What did you just say? What do they
say? It is the start of spider mating season, which includes everything from black widows to tarantulas.
No. I don't think we need spiders that big making new big spiders.
Spider mating season?
Shut it down!
In Texas?
Shut it down! Shut it!
This is a nightmare scenario!
Shut it down! Shut it down! Oh my God!
Listen, if the webs are rocking, don't come a knocking!
Oh my God!
We tweeted this out. I swear,
you
will jump when you see how big this spider is just hanging outside their window.
I have chills running down my spine, and that's nowhere near us.
I know.
Nowhere. It's in Texas.
So,
it can't hurt me.
Yeah, canceling our trip to San Antonio. Not that we were ever going there in the first place.
Nope.
But definitely not now.
I am never, ever, ever going to Texas.
At Ben and Kelly
Show. Because of that.
I guess this is the part of the show where I say it's good that I'm already married. After this study from Colorado State University came out.
A new study finds men who like cats are less likely to get a date.
Oh.
Oh, sad face.
So sorry.
Scientists with Colorado State University showed hundreds of women photos of two men pictured with and without a cat.
Yeah, so basically if you want someone to swipe right on your profile...
Don't put your cat in it.
Yep.
The study's authors find that men holding cats were less masculine, more neurotic, and less dateable.
Oh, wow. Now, listen, on the opposite end of the spectrum, if you have a dog, then they think you're hotter.
Hotter
with a dog.
Yeah.
Pathetic with a cat.
With a cat.
Oh, no.
100%.
However, a 2018 survey finds men and women pictured with dogs got matched more frequently.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
So
wow.
If you are single and within the sound of our voice and a guy, make sure that your profile picture does not include you and a cat.
You hide that cat. You hide it like a dirty little secret.
You let it be a little surprise for when she comes over the first time.
Meow.
Hey, what's that? Oh.
Oh, that's my best friend in the whole wide world.
Professor Snugglepuss. Should we get to a Saturday the Bar story?
Probably.
Small examples of what not to do. We're going to go international for this one out of China. If you can manage to... Oh, gosh, this is tough for me to say. Okay. Yeah, we'll just slap a quick warning on this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without...
Easy. Kids, turn it down.
Shoving an eel.
Where
the sun don't shine.
No.
To treat it your constipation, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is not how we treat that.
I don't know how this is even possible, but a guy in China went to the hospital thanks to severe abdominal pain. Doctors discovered that he had tried to treat his constipation on his own.
With an eel?
Up the rear.
Oh, my God. Like what?
Sorry, spoiler alert. The eel did not make it.
Oh, no. And neither did a lot of his colon, right?
Right, yeah. The guy actually came close to not making it either, but...
Oh, my gosh.
It was removed, he was patched up, and he's going to recover, but...
Where did he get this idea?
It was...
Where, how, where? Is this an ancient custom?
It is. It was like It was like some sort of a healer, like...
Kind of like leeches...
Sure.
You put leeches on your skin.
Yes.
To help with things. This is different. This is different.
Again, you know.
This is different.
Maybe he didn't have like any sort of laxative or anything like that around.
You can buy those at the store.
Or prune juice.
You could even buy them on Amazon.
Or maybe he didn't have.
They deliver worldwide.
Maybe he just didn't have those available.
Okay.
But he had an eel.
He couldn't find a laxative, but he had an eel.
He had an eel.
And that was his best idea.
And here's the thing. What's the conversation you're having with that eel? Hey, eel, I'm constipated. Guess what I'm going to need you to do? The eel's like, oh, God, no.
No,
I don't want to do that.
No.
I don't want to do that.
You buy some Miralax and you let it work.
So again, setting the bar. I think with almost 100% accuracy, everybody within the sound of a voice can handle not... treating their constipation by shoving an eel where the sun don't shine, then you're doing okay.
Just when I thought I had heard it all.
Kelly.
I know.
Kelly.
I shouldn't be surprised.
Kelly.
Sometimes I kind of still am.
Kelly.
Sometimes.
All right. That's setting the bar. It's bonus hour.
High porn. Okay.
We're not saying high porn. We're saying hype horn.
Hype horn. Yes.
Sounds like you're saying hype horn.
Hype horn.
That's a different thing altogether. Yeah, sure.
Should we start over?
Yeah, sure. Hey there, it's Ben and Kelly. It's the bonus hour, 99.7 DJX, and you feel good. Do this every hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University Louisville. Kelly K.
So we focus our attention now on an amazing Amazon delivery driver in Delaware.
Yep.
She paid amazing close attention to some additional instructions for the delivery process.
Okay.
So Lynn Staffieri, she's the mom. She needed a new pet playpen for her kittens. Her family was fostering, ordered one on Amazon. She did not notice the additional instructions section, but her teenage son Jacob did and wrote something in there.
Oh, yeah? What
he wrote, knock on the door 3 times and scream abracadabra as loud as you can and run super fast away.
Okay. Did she?
She did. Abracadabra!
That's good.
So this Amazon delivery driver completely executed that Flawlessly. And here's the thing. Mom, Lynn, was completely unaware of these instructions. And Jacob had forgotten he wrote it.
Oh.
So when that happened, they were kind of shocked. Abracadabra! But thanks to the beauty of Nest doorbell cameras,
sure,
that magic was captured. And then she posted that up on Facebook for the world to enjoy.
Enjoy, yeah.
And we've got it up on our website as well, WDJX.com.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Every single hour we do this. Batman is coming back. Obviously, Robert Pattinson. We already know that. But one of the original OG Batmans. Batman. One of the original Batman. Seems weird to say.
Uh-huh.
Is coming back in the upcoming movie, The Flash. That would be otherwise known as Michael Keaton. One of the greatest. I am Batman. According to a lot of surveys.
If not the greatest.
Maybe even the greatest.
I feel like he's the greatest.
So yeah, no details really yet on what his role is going to be or how big a role Michael Keaton's character of Batman will be in the movie The Flash. But we do know that they're going to try to like bring together several. It's DC Comics, right?
Yes.
Okay, they're going to try to bring together several DC comic characters in one kind of universe. Kind of like how Marvel did, right?
Yes.
Okay. See, I'm asking you because you're more the comic book person on the show than I am.
So, yeah, here's the thing. I don't know if they've done, DC has done the whole merging of different characters as much as Marvel's made it a thing.
Right. Right.
Like, they always have, even if a character kind of has a standalone movie, you always have other characters kind of chiming in and being a part of that.
Sure. So, Batman, did Michael Keaton's Batman have nipples?
No.
Or was that later?
That was introduced in the George Clooney Batman era.
Okay. The nippled Batman suit?
By director Joel Schumacher, who sadly just passed away.
Yeah, I was going to say, he just passed away.
Yes, but he was kind of interviewed about that, and he was kind of sorry about it because he feels like his era was kind of a stain on the whole franchise.
Joel Schumacher's Batman era was a stain?
Yes.
Is it because of nipples?
Well, it was part of it.
Oh.
It was largely because of that.
Oh, wow.
We've actually tweeted out the article if you want to read more into the Batman Nipplegate.
I do want to read more about Batman nipples.
There is quite a few other things that I had forgotten that were in the two movies that Joel Schumacher did, Batman and Robin and Batman Forever.
Okay.
That was magical, yet really not magical.
And that was George Clooney for both of those?
Yeah, I believe he was in both of those.
All right, so Ben Affleck wasn't a part of that yet.
No.
Does Robert Pattinson's Batman have nipples?
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
I hope so.
Yeah. Like, I think they were just super excited that the moldable, the technology had advanced so much you could get real detailed with it. And I think maybe the details got a little out of control.
Well, Batman was a little excited there.
But if you read this article, he said there's much to be disappointed about when it comes to director Joel Schumacher's pair of 90s Batman movies.
Wow.
The Bat credit card, the Bat ice skates, the air surfing, all pretty bad. But the Bat nipples kind of were top of the heap of the bad things about those movies.
So this has no effect on Robert Pattinson's Batman.
Or Michael Keaton.
But Michael Keaton will be diving into the role of Batman again in the movie The Flash. So
okay. Do we know who's playing The Flash? I've kind of largely... The Flash has kind of been a little bit lower, I think, on the tier of the superheroes.
No.
I mean, you got Batman and Superman kind of like... And Wonder Woman reigning supreme in that world. You got Aquaman.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Okay, I knew that.
Yeah.
All right.
And then The Flash is kind of... He's cute.
Okay. Yeah. So, there you go.
I'm looking forward to it, though. I like Michael Keaton as Batman.
I know.
In a nipple-free suit. Nipple-free.
I think you got to go with nipples.
I don't think you need them.
WDJX.com. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kentucky primaries today till 6. You can get TARC rides for free down to the Expo Center. 6 o'clock. You're headed there today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I talked to my husband too. He said the flow is pretty quick.
Yeah,
he got in and out. It's just the actually leaving the area in your car once you're done takes a little bit more time.
Sure. But right. So till 6 today, Kentucky primaries there and 99.7 DJX. But yeah, if you miss anything from the show, anything from Ja Rule and what he's doing,
it makes you want to slap your mama.
Ja Rule, let's not slap mamas. Okay.
Papa Christos.
He's real passionate about the Greek food. He's pitching in this local LA area commercial.
Delicious.
It's a Where Are They Now edition.
Sure.
For Ja Rule up on the website. You can see it.
The slippery slope of how I might be diving into a life of crime.
Yeah.
Tragic. Haboobs.
Yeah.
Wiener drugs.
Wow.
Naked neighbors.
That's a lot.
What not to use as a laxative.
Oh, yeah.
And cruising chubbies. All up on the website.
That is a gentleman's club. Finish that sentence because.
Does that make it better?
Hell. not really.
Okay. WDJX.com. Click listen. It's all up on there on the podcast.
What a smorgasbord.
I'm telling you what. There was a lot to get to.
A buffet of fun.
A buffet of fun. All right. If you will. All right. Like I said, if you missed anything, hit up the website at WDJX.com. Click listen.
How am I going to follow that? I have to stand for a couple more hours. I feel like we have reached the top of the mountain, and now I'm just...
You're coasting.
I'm coasting.
You're coasting downhill. That's all you got
to
do.
I'm going to find some good stuff.
There you go. All right. Have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.